Welcome to the City of Tukwila Finance and Governance Committee meeting. I'm the Chair, Kate Crowler, and with me right now is Councilman Quinn, who's a member. Kathy Hogarty plans to join us in progress. The date is December 11, 2023, and we're going to begin with our business agenda. 1A is the monthly general fund update for October 2023.
Good. Tony Fullerton, Deputy Finance Director, and we will be going through the October 2023 General Fund Department Budget to Actual Report. So as of the end of October, all departments are within budget. They're operating within their allocated budget with the exception of administrative services and fire. So we've been talking about this throughout at least half the year. The administrative services is over budget due to a reimbursable grant for the LTE computer project. So that will be reimbursed for that. Fire is slightly over budget due to overtime. And we had the RFA chief in Finance and Governance two weeks ago explaining their budgetary process and how they plan to dial that in a little bit better. So no surprises there. When we look 2% to expenditure, it's only administrative services that is over the 83% to year. And we know that's due to the reimbursable grant. Looking at changes compared from 1 year to the next. Again, administrative services, we know that's the reimbursable grant. The community development is slightly over and they are within their current budget as well as their allocated budget and percent to expenditure. So we just know that's budgeted pre-approved expenditures there. Police department, similar within allocated budget as well as percent to expended. And so that increase, although because it's 1.7 million, we do look at that and it's simply for supplies, overtime and salaries. So nothing to be alarmed there. In the past, we have gone through the general fund as a whole. We can see that at the end of October, they're 6.8% above last year. And so we felt like everything is within budget, within allocated budget. The increases have been identified and expended, and that 6.87% we feel like is a reasonable inflationary number over last year. And so from there, we will take questions.
Questions, comments, Councilmember Quinn?
No questions.
For me, I'm going to back up and say for the fire department, we have reviewed with the chief who talked about five different variables last time. He was hoping to come back before the council and speak, but it didn't work out in the schedule. So in lieu of that, I had our memos for the meeting last time forwarded to all council members so they had awareness, situational awareness. And I haven't heard any comments back from anybody, so I think that will meet the minimum for the year, and they can take it up next year if they have more questions on what the strategies will do and how it will take effect. Then to go back to your 6.8, we basically agree that that's a reasonable amount given inflation. And the question I had was, is that a large overarching number that we anticipated with contingency funds or something else so that we've got this covered, or is there going to be an amendment?
It's built into the budget.
So we are not going to be over budget. We're coming in under budget. That 6.8 is simply looking at where we were this time last year. So when we look at comparisons, you know, we see what are the expenses compared to last year. When we look at revenues, what are revenues versus the same period last year? So they are built into the budget and they will come in under budget.
So in January or February, when the committees get back together again and they start looking at the number or whatever form it's in, you're going to bring forward November, possibly December's results?
We certainly can. We will have them ready.
And that next month. And then do you think that 6.8 will be consistent in terms of, you know, across the board for the last 2 months?
So in this memo, it's interesting that 6.8 is not really across the board. It's an average of all the general fund departments. And so when you look down the percent to change column, mm-hmm. you will see most of the change, 3.2%, 4.2%, 4.1. Now, this is more what we would expect in a budget. You know, we want to be within 3%.
Right.
What brings it out of whack is administrative services at 35.9, but it's a reimbursable grant, so that's explainable. We see the community development at 10%. So there's a couple that are a lot higher than normal. Police at 11%. But again, they're within the budget, so we knew it was going to be that. It's just overtime cost and then funding positions. So I think we'll find when we get to December that we are right in line with a well-budgeted number. 6.8, I think, is reasonable, especially since we can explain the variances and we know what they are.
And saying that the high level community development being at 10, just north of 10%, I'm mentally trying to figure out how. Does the projects go over cost? Did staffing that we had to hire in order to monitor it go higher than we expected? Does this at a high level?
Yes.
The biggest variable.
So at the high level, they are under budget.
Okay.
So they're not going over budget. What they are is they've spent more January through October this year than they did last year. And the reason why is because we've done a return to services since the pandemic, and we've rehired. And we've given us reinvigorated those programs, which require salaries, people to run those programs. So they're not over budget. We knew that was amount. They're just spending more this year because we are providing a higher level of service than we were last year based on the return to service in the pandemic.
Okay. That's all the questions I have on this topic. Comments? Okay. Then we move forward to the next item, which is 1B, an update on the Financial Sustainability Committee. Just kind of wanted to know what the progress was, and this discussion only both these items tonight. Laurel Humphrey, our legislative analyst, will take it from here.
Yes, thank you. Just as a quick reminder, in July, the city contracted with BIRC to complete a financial sustainability plan that includes a partnership with the SPCS Group on a utility rate study. This project included the convening of a community stakeholder committee, which is intended to help provide advice that will inform the 2025-2026 budget. And that committee was appointed by the City Council. The council also in August approved the committee process, and in October, the product framing, and you also had a preview of all of the agendas and how the meetings would unfold at that time. You did the appointments, and the committee has met twice, once at the beginning of November and most recently this past Wednesday. There are a few documents associated, and all the documents are also available on the city's website. There's a page dedicated to this effort, and everything is in laser fiche as far as the agendas and summary, so it's completely available to the public. One document of interest that was prepared is the community profile and peer benchmarking report, which I recommend you take a look at if you haven't already. November meeting was focused on introductions, an overview of the project, context about our Tukwila community. And then the meeting last week was focused on community vision and priorities. The committee heard about how the city has in the past gathered feedback from the community on how to spend the budget. And they received a financial overview of the city, and there was a roundtable. And so that's what we've done so far. If you have any questions, let me know.
Questions, Councilor Quinn?
I mean, our two meetings end at 6. It looks like presentations, you know, I'll be curious to see how it progresses, really, but I know we're just two in, and I also know that there's the grounding, making sure that people's voices are heard, reminders of the strategic plan and other things. I'm sure there's revisiting, but those documents are solid and we've reinforced them through the budget. So, you know, this is part of the process, and we're two meetings in. So, I mean, I don't really have any questions, because I feel like there's a few more to go.
Yeah. How many more meetings are there to go?
Four. That's correct. There's an added one at the end, I believe. There was an ambitious plan to have 5 at the beginning, but now there's 6 total.
Okay. Yeah,
so 4 left.
And then I heard at the first meeting there was a little shortage on attendance. Did that get shored up on the second meeting? Are people being reliable?
Wasn't as short as I recall. I mean, both meetings have had one person.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I was told.
Yeah, I think the first meeting there were two missing, and this meeting there were two missing, but they, one person was the same. We're going to see if he's going to be at the next meeting.
Yeah.
But the other was a different person.
Okay, and I just, the reason I ask is, you know, hoping that people will know what they bought into and are interested. So you're going to follow up on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Feelings on how it's going. This was a big thing to kind of pull this together. So from your point of view, do you feel like you got a good team in that?
I think it's a good team. This is my opinion. I think it's a good team. It's been robust conversation so far, and I look forward to the rest of the meetings. I think we're going to end up with a really good product.
Okay.
At the end.
Looking forward to it. All right, we are not having a longer meeting tonight. There's a couple of activities just before the meeting tonight, so the full meeting. So at this point, unless there's an objection, I'm going to call this meeting adjourned. Good luck.